I'm a little bit annoyed, I'll be honest. I thought for 65, 70 minutes, the starting players were outstanding to the letter. We gave them good instruction yesterday. We knew how we was going to try and play, and I thought they were excellent. I thought they, you know, we wasn't going to ever have loads of possession. We wasn't going to have loads of chances, but we had to manufacture them as best we could. And I thought their discipline was brilliant. You know when you change a team round and they're stronger and you've put a few of the younger lads on in the last half an hour, you know it's going to be tougher. But when two set pieces go in against you, that's not anything to do with being pulled about. That's just lack of discipline. So that was disappointing. And I thought it was, the result isn't the be all and the end all, but I don't like losing. And I know that my opposite manager today doesn't like losing, which is why he was playing five up front when he was 2-0 down and put a centre half up there, because he wanted to create a mentality of winning games of football. And today, their mentality was, with 20 minutes to go, they weren't losing to us. Our mentality was, too many players with 20 minutes to go were doing bits and bobs and not worrying about hanging on to the lead enough and doing the jobs that needed to be done. So it was disappointing, but you expect that. But for 70 minutes, we was outstanding.
You were saying for 65, 70 minutes, you were outstanding. I would say, and I don't know, and it's down to you at the end of the day, but that's probably as close to the team that you've put out against Shrewsbury as we're going to see.
That's the boys who have started pre-season well. That's the boys who at the moment are close to, in a lot of positions, having the shirts. It's not all around the pitch. It's in a lot of positions. That's the ones that are close to having the shirts. But everyone else is a fight on. No one's saying that's what it's going to be. I'm not one who picks my team right early on. And pre-season's there to prove it. And I've just tried to tell some of the boys, you know, you're there to show me what you can do to try and get in that team on the first day. But at the moment, not enough of making that competition for places, and that's the bit I want.
The youngsters came back into the side again. What did you make of them? Obviously, a little bit of an experience, as you said.
No, there's some good stuff in there. You know, we put a front three on. We planned it to go 4-3-3 or 4-5-1, should we say, once we made the substitutions, because we needed an extra body in midfield at that point. And we had three lightning quick ones up front in Kevin, Chris Arthur and Addy. And I just said to them, just you three stretch the game. The rest just have to sit behind the ball, you know, and we'll catch them at that point. And, you know, when they did it, which they didn't do it as much as I wanted. When they did it, we looked like we'd get in, you know, Chris Arthur down the left, Kevin down the right. We had on them diagonal balls, we had a lot of pace to trouble them, but we didn't do it often enough.
Matt Patterson was at Margate. I know you were looking for another player. You still looking for another one?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we want to strengthen, and again, I think pre-season sometimes tells you a little bit about what you've got to do better. We've got one or two that have been in on trial. We've got one or two more we'll have a look at on trial. One or two that have been recommended to us, and we'll see where it is. I'm not, you know, the nucleus of the squad is there. If we can add one or two, we might well do.